You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back into it at Hail Varsity Radio, presented by Currency. Had a blast yesterday in Columbus. Got to see Gus, a longtime partner with Hail Varsity Radio. David Gustafson back with us. He's part of the Creighton broadcast team. It is Nebraska-Creighton tonight in Omaha. Gus, we got to turn the temp up, my man. Next time I'm in Columbus for those, 8:50 start times for reserve baseball. Can you do something about that?
Well, I can't do anything about that. I certainly can't do anything about the temperatures. But, you know, that's the most – I love baseball, and I love watching high school baseball, but I do not like the temperatures for the high school baseball season. It's just awful. And it seems like it's that way every year, at least the first 3-4 weeks. And then, well, that's halfway through the year. So, yeah, last night was certainly cold here in Columbus, for sure.
Well, Nebraska and Creighton, you've seen a lot of these in-state rivalry games. Creighton comes in at 7-7. Nebraska, a good mark and a really solid offense, but a bullpen that's not quite trustworthy yet. I want your gauge on where you think this Creighton team is, right at 500, taking into account the strength of schedule they face. Their strength of schedule, their non-conference is top 20.
Yeah, I mean, they've played some good opponents, and you know, obviously most of it's on the road early. Even for Nebraska, a lot of it's on the road early, too. But, you know, it's tough to gauge them for a couple of reasons. One is there's been so many weather issues, whether the games have been canceled or postponed or moved location and the series is shortened. And so it's hard to look at those series, especially when they go to the weekend series, and they're only playing two out of the three, because you can gauge your pitching is the biggest thing for the weekend, and you can shorten the bullpen, for instance. If you don't have to have a Sunday game, well, that makes a difference on how you throw your Friday relievers and your Saturday relievers. So it's tough to gauge exactly where they're at just because they haven't played enough to really get a true sense of what this team is. Yeah, they're 500, but it's really difficult to figure out where they're going to end up. They'll fare well when we get to Big East play time, but at this point of the season, you kind of scratch your head at sometimes the inconsistency. But again, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they don't consistently get to play.
As you look at this Creighton baseball team right now, what would you call the strength of the team as they stay home to face Nebraska tonight?
Well, I'm not sure I can answer that because, again, it's difficult. It's so early. I think, you know, one of the strengths that's always there and it never changes is the fact that they're very sound defensively. That's just the way that Ed Service coaches. So you're going to have to earn it against them usually because they don't make a ton of errors. And that's always been that way. So the biggest strength for them is always going to be their defense. They do have some good starting pitching. Again, it's early, so those pitchers aren't going deep into games. If you get into mid-April, early May, that's when we'll really see what this pitching staff can do. The offense, they got to pick it up a little bit. They have been on or completely off. They were really good at times against Wichita State over the weekend, but they were really off last week in the home opener against Kansas State. No runs and really didn't have very many competitive bats. So they're a little bit more inconsistent, but again, that defense is always going to be there, and the pitching staff will get to where they want to be as well.
David Gustafson with us, Hail Varsity Radio, Nebraska Creighton baseball preview. Let's talk about righty Dominic Cancellari. He's on the hill, 4.91 ERA. What are the Husker hitters going to be seeing? Bryce Matthews comes in red hot.
Well, the Huskers are extremely hot. Cancellari, he pitched in Kansas against Kansas State last Tuesday night, actually last Wednesday night, and he came in a relief. He pitched four innings, and he was completely dominant. He had nine strikeouts in those four innings, and he was blowing hitters by. Kansas State couldn't touch him at all. It'd be interesting to see how long, again, he goes for tonight. Creighton traditionally doesn't throw their starters more than a few innings. I wouldn't be shocked, especially with their weekend series coming up, that it was shortened to just two games against Minnesota, that Ed Service would let, if he can, would let Cancellari get to five innings. That would be ideal for him tonight, and then work in some of those relievers. But Cancellari's got some very good stuff, good movement, and at times he can be overpowering.
Gus, you pay a lot of attention to area baseball, not just with your Creighton duties, but also you keep an eye on Husker baseball as a Husker affiliate, of course. And your take right now on this Will Bolt team, are you confident the offense can be the or stay the identity? Do you think the bullpen and the pitching will come around? Where do you gauge this Nebraska team right now?
Well, I think the biggest concern is that bullpen. You know, they are at times very shaky. You know, Nebraska was just under a 5 ERA, 4.97. So that's a concern. Although tonight they'll throw Jackson Brockett, he's been very good in his last 10-plus innings. You know, the offense, to me, is going to have to carry him as they get into the Big Ten here, which, hey, that's here this weekend already. So, you know, they'll have to carry it. Now, the thing encouraging for Husker fans has got to be the fact that they have those guys that are hitting this well, and the weather's been this poor. And it's not like they have gone, of course, yeah, he went to California, he went to South Alabama, but you have played a lot of cold weather games as well. So for those two guys to be hitting, you know, over 400, and that well over 400, it is impressive. And you look down the lineup, you know, you have seven guys total on their roster that are hitting over 300. So the offense has been very good, and I think it'll only get better because the temperatures are going to get better, and that usually leads to better hitting, and we'll see. But right now, those guys are very, very good, and I think the offense is going to carry it.
Gus, you've seen a lot of the last meetings here. Creighton's won 6 of 7. Why?
You know, speaking of that, it's weird to me. Nebraska and Creighton are going to play tonight for just the second time in 4 years. And I looked at that and I said, that is crazy. But you had the COVID year, you had the year where the Big Ten didn't play non-conference opponents. You know, and Creighton's had success of late because they've gotten some timely hitting. You look at several of those games, they're low scoring. So that usually bodes well for a defensive team like Creighton. And they've gotten some, you know, timely hits in those meetings. Plus, the last two, and that goes all the way back to April of 19, actually, the last two of the three have been now it's Charles Schwab Field, Omaha, but used to be T-Hunter Trade Park. So it is a little bit of a home field advantage there for Creighton as well. But, yes, 6 of the last 7, and you kind of scratch your head at times of why Nebraska hasn't been a little bit more successful. But if you look at the scores, you go back through those box scores of all those games, they're all, for the most part, extremely competitive, with the exception of the one at the Haymarket Park back in 2019. So I expect fun, entertaining game tonight, bring your blankets.
Socks, parka, skull cap, fireball. Kidding. David
well,
Guffson.
There's alcohol there.
You can buy it in the park.
No, I know. Find a way to keep warm is Gus's advice. David Guffson, part of the Creighton broadcast team, and dear friend of Hail Varsity for a lot of years. Gus, we'll talk again soon, bud. Thanks for a few minutes.
You betcha.
Good to spend time with David Guffson. That's 2 days in a row. He popped by for a beverage before we said sayonara yesterday in Columbus. We'll wind down a Tuesday. It's Hail Varsity, and we're presented by Currency.